I like the high points in writing fiction and memoir that are really emotionally intense. I'm really invested in the climactic moments. I always end up writing the ending of things, and then I'm writing to get to the ending. So those emotionally charged moments, the moments that are the highlights, let's say, of the emotional moment in a story, I find it quite easy to write them because what I think is happening for me is a kind of translation. So I'm always writing from my own experience, my own embodied experience, even if it's Helen who's walking through the woods after seeing somebody fall in a dam and die, and everything feels surreal to her. Well, I just draw on similar moments of that surreality, and I'm trying to transcribe. I'm trying to be a reporter in my body. And a lot of that means looking around. So I'm describing the setting by looking around, and I'm looking within my body when I'm writing. Like when I've had moments like that, what's it feel like in my gut? And what's it feel like in my arms and in my legs? And what's the air around me feel like? I'm looking around in that imaginative place with curiosity. I'm moving one experience through my body and trying to translate it into this other experience, which is writing. I'm really interested in how word machines become physical experiences for other people. The best things for me, the best reading I do is when I feel like I've literally been physically transported into another realm. And that imaginative leap where the threshold between things disappears is the biggest thrill.